Thanks for listening to Tuned to Yesterday's Encore broadcasts. Do you enjoy the historical aspect of these old shows? Would you like to hear more in-depth tales of the performers and players that made the golden age of radio what it was? We have a weekly podcast dedicated to this called the Tuned to Yesterday Dialer, or TTY Dialer for short. It brings you stories of how radio was, along with fun with sound from radio's past, and a brief preview of the shows coming up for the week. The podcasts are about 20 minutes long, and they're posted Saturday nights and make for great listening on Sundays or whenever you want. It's the TTY Dialer podcast at WRVO.org, or listen as part of your subscription to Tuned to Yesterday on iTunes. Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you shows from radio's golden era. I'm your host, Mark LeVillier. In this hour, we'll enjoy Broadway with the very first performance together of the now legendary team of Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne on the Theatre Guild on the Air. They star in an adaptation of The Guardsman, which they first played at the Garrick Theatre on the Great White Way in October 1924 for 248 performances. This next performance from some years later, about 20, from September 30th, 1945 on ABC.
The Theatre Guild on the Air. The Theatre Guild, one of America's foremost producers of stage plays, including Oklahoma, Carousels, and over 150 productions in the American theater, comes to you now over the air. Tonight we bring you Franz Molnar's brilliant comedy, The Guardsman, starring Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne. And here is Lawrence Langner, co-administrator with Teresa Helburn of the Theater Guild, to tell you about tonight's play. Mr. Langner.
Ladies and gentlemen, our play tonight is The Guardsman by Molnar, starring Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne, the most talented acting couple in the American theater. This was the first play in which Alfred and Lynn ever played together. When we did the play originally, it was very difficult to cast. When we offered the man's part to an important actor, he always said, "No, thank you. The woman's part is much better." Then we'd offer the woman's part to an important actress, and she'd say, "Oh, no, thank you. The man's part is much better." Then Miss Helburn of the Theatre Guild had the brilliant idea that Lunt and Fontanne would be wonderful in the play. And as they'd just been married, each would want the other to have the better part, so we'd have no trouble on that score. The intuition was correct. Under the skillful direction of Philip Muller, who also made the acting version, both Alfred and Lynn scored a triumphant success at the opening of the play. And since that time, they've become the most famous and beloved acting couple on the American stage. And they're equally loved and admired in England, and by the GI audiences before whom they've been appearing in the play Love in Idleness, now retitled O Mistress Mine, which we shall produce with John C. Wilson this winter in New York. In our play tonight, The Guardsman, its famous author Molnar shows us two temperamental Viennese actors in love, and his sense of humor, brilliant dialogue, and subtle portrayal of character make the play universally entertaining. It could happen anywhere, for when love and the artistic temperament come in conflict, you can always expect fireworks, especially when it's spring. And now, Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne in The Guardsman.
In Vienna once, there were two very famous stars. One was a man named Franz, and the other, a lady named Marie. At the height of their fame, they were married, and they lived, or tried to, in a sensible way. They had a maid named Liesel, a kind of housekeeper who was known all over Vienna as Mama, a dear friend who was a critic, and a piano. Then spring came. As our play begins, Mama and Liesel are on their knees on one side of the living room packing costumes into a trunk, while on the other side, near the piano, the famous actor and his famous wife are conversing privately.
while she plays Chopin with dreams in her eyes.
I ask you, Marie, please don't play the piano. I'm going away. Please stop playing.
I thought you liked Chopin.
Wife doesn't play romantic music when her husband's going away.
Are you sure you don't want the Prince of Valley costumes?
No, Mama, I don't want the Prince of Valley costumes.
You're not going to play Mona Vanna?
No, I'm not going to play Mona Vanna. Therefore, I don't want the costumes.
All right. Will you two never stop quarreling?
Every time I go on tour, the same thing happens. Mama knows I don't play Mona Vanna, but she pretends to be a dribbling idiot just to make me nervous.
Well, why don't you hit me? Go on,
Mama.
Why does she tell me to hit her, Marie? Why does everyone try to make me more nervous than I am? Will you please stop playing Chopin? Now what? Oh, Brenner. No, come in, old man.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything important.
Just the usual argument.
All I did was ask him if he wanted Prince of Valley costume.
Mama, stop it. If you don't be quiet, I'll throw you out.
Do you hear that, Bernhardt? A nice way to talk to a mother. You're a critic. Is this justice?
It seems to me, Mama, that after 9 years of being Marie's mama, you would be used to it by now.
I give her 20 golden a month for cooking. I give her 7 extra for being mama. You'd think she'd appreciate it.
Liesl, get my bags. Mama, close the trunk.
No way.
Shut up. Sit down, Bernhardt. At least you can be comfortable.
How long is this engagement for, Fran?
3 nights. I play Romeo, Hamlet, and The Fire in the Opera House.
Oh, then you'll be home by Friday.
Then I'll be home again by Friday.
You're nervous.
Yes, I'm nervous.
Oh, dear, you're just a little unendurable.
Yes, I am just a little unendurable.
In that case, it's wisest to leave you entirely alone.
In that case, it's wisest to leave me entirely alone.
Children.
So it goes, Bernhard.
What would you, dear public, think of this? Come now.
In the theater, the playwright tells me what to say to my husband. At home, I decide what he deserves from me.
That's the way she talks to me, Bernhard.
Yes.
Day in, day out. Married 6 months, and we've come to this. 6 months, Bernhard.
I don't know. I haven't left her side for 8 years. She's sweeter to me than ever.
Well, it's easy for you. She doesn't love you.
Oh, well, if you're talking of love.
I know. You don't
there
love me.
There goes again.
Say it, sweetheart. You haven't said it today. Tell me that you no longer love me. Keep on saying it. Let me get used to it. I knew your love wasn't the kind to last very long, but I confess I scarcely looked for the end before September. This is only May. I counted at least on June. July, even. Possibly, with luck, August.
May. Oh, look at the tree outside, Bernhardt. Oh, the buds are so pretty.
Beautiful spring. Beautiful May.
Well, you needn't encourage her if you don't mind.
Terribly beautiful, Mum.
Why do you pretend to be crying?
It's a feeling that comes over me sometimes when the flowers are in bloom.
I see, the flowers. You have rose fever.
I do not have rose fever.
Indeed not. I know what you're crying about.
No,
I know.
Why do you ask?
Well, let's separate then. Let's get a divorce. Let's confess honestly.
Stop walking up and down in front of me.
You go your way. I'll go mine. That will be better than these everlasting lies, these hidden tears, these threatening eyes, this sulking in your corner, this Chopin music. Will you do me a great favor?
What is it?
Don't play Chopin.
Why not?
Because Chopin isn't meant for me.
For whom, then?
Chopin puts women in a mood of romance, of longing, of desire, of... In short, all things that a decent married woman shouldn't be thinking about. And I don't mean flowers.
Oh. Very well, then. I may not even do that now.
You'll make her cry again.
Nonsense. She's happy now. She's a martyr. She's a suffering angel, aren't you, poor thing?
If you knew how little I'm suffering, you wouldn't be in such good spirits.
Excuse me, ma'am. These just came for you.
Oh, what beautiful flowers. Well, any message?
No, ma'am.
Who could have sent them?
Oh, I don't ask questions anymore, Bernhard. She gets flowers all the time. This isn't the first by any means. Oh, no, my dear friend.
Marie, darling, what is that you just took off the rose?
What is what?
That envelope you found containing your admirer's card with a declaration of his love.
There was
give
no
me that
envelope in the flower.
There was. Give it to me at
once. I will not.
I command you to give it to me.
Now, Fran.
I want to know who the man is who expresses his admiration in red roses. This is the 10th bouquet, at least. You know, admiration has its limits.
I will not give it you.
Bernhard, look at her. Look at her eyes flash. She thinks she'll get out of it that way. I command you to give me that letter. Don't walk away from me.
You're right, there was a letter. I won't give it you. I do know the name that's on the card. I won't tell it you. The man who sent those flowers does admire me, does appreciate me, does love me, but I won't give you the letter. Now then.
Bernhard, spring has come.
Yes, Franz. Let's take a walk in the park.
Thank you.
I think the man who invented Parks must have had trouble with his wife. You look calmer already, Franz.
It's merely exhaustion, my friend. Think of it. Married only for 6 months and turn around, quick.
What's the matter?
Keep on walking, don't stop.
Oh, what's happened?
Nothing, just walk.
Just a minute, please.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, old man. What can I do for you?
What can you do for me? You know, sir, I hate to disturb a great artist like yourself, but I just happened to notice you and... If you could let me have just a little bit on the cut. The whole day I've been calling on actors and my boss is in a temper. The whole thing is only 460 kronen. After all, sir, we just can't make shirts if we don't get paid.
Would you like to see Midsummer Night's Dream tomorrow evening?
I saw Midsummer Night's Dream. Oh, you were elegant in that.
Yes, rather good. Bad part. Salome is playing the night after.
Salome?
Salome, including the dance.
Including the dance, I would like to see Salome.
Here's a pass for two. Now, next time, allow the bill to reach 1,000 kronen, and you'll get 4 seats.
Oh, well. Oh, thank you, sir. Good day to you.
Good day. 2 seats for Salome, and his bill goes up in smoke. 2 seats for Salome, and he's my slave. How powerful we are with those who matter to us least.
Here's the bench, Franz. Sit down.
Bernhardt. My life is at a crossroads.
I'm surprised at you, Franz. If you really must find out who sent the flowers, there are 1,000 ways to do it without treating your wife like that. You know her. She'd rather cut her head off than tell you who sent them. The simplest way is to go and ask the florist.
Why should I ask him?
You want to know who sent them, don't you?
Peanuts.
No peanuts.
Well, if you know...
I know who sent the flowers.
You know?
Of course I know.
Very well, then. Who sent them?
I did.
What? You sent them?
Exactly, I sent them.
Are you crazy?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll be hanged. You sent the roses. Your name is on the card.
No, it is not.
Well, whose is then?
Well, I can't keep it to myself any longer. I've got to tell someone. Now, listen.
What's the trouble?
You know what, Mari? That is, before we were married, she...
I know. I mean, I suspect...
No. Why should we be ashamed to speak of it? A man can't expect to find a wife. She had many admirers, very many. If I should count those merely that I knew personally. Hartung, Zellenberg, Krauss.
Peanuts?
No, peanuts.
I made the inventory long ago, Franz. There were 7.
Not counting me.
Without you.
Pardon me, there were 9.
7.
There were 9.
I cannot allow anyone to cast aspersions on my wife. There were 9.
Make it 9, then. The only thing we can be sure of is that I wasn't one of them.
Well, I'm sorry, old man, but we can't weep over that now. You see, the point is that this is May. And when May comes, that cool and apparently calm little woman is all aflame inside. New pastures beckon to her. In a word, I'm in for the same fate as all the others. The marriage ceremony was all in vain. He's coming. I hear his footsteps coming nearer and nearer.
Whose footsteps?
The 10th. Well, anyway, the new man. He's coming as surely as the spring.
Who?
That's the point. Who? What kind of a man? Oh, we've talked it over very calmly.
Indeed?
Yes, she's explained it to me by the hour. Bernhardt, my wife, is longing for a soldier.
Oh, come, a soldier.
No. I don't mean that ordinary Hussar type. You know, something different, Bernhardt. Something foreign. He lives in her imagination. She told me, and she weeps, that such men don't exist nowadays.
Weeps?
But I've thought it all over, and such men do exist.
Where?
Well, did you ever notice one of those mysterious guardsmen attached to the Russian embassy? What if she should meet a man like that?
Well, what of it?
What? It would mean the end of me, of course. In my place would stand this nobody whom I can impersonate on the stage at any moment. But if it's a guardsman she wants, she shall have him. She shall have him, Bernhardt.
You've decided, so to speak, to meet him halfway.
I've decided to meet him the whole way. I will be that man myself. I will be the guardsman.
What?
Well, how many times in your own column have you said 100 different personalities live in an actor's soul? Very well, then. Why shouldn't this guardsman live within my soul? Either I'm a good actor or I'm not. This will be the supreme test.
Do you mean to tell me that you intend to act a part for your wife?
I've already begun. I've experimented with the costume, the makeup, the voice, the step, the carriage, the gestures. She'll never recognize me.
Then what?
Then, well, either she will yield or she will not. If she does not, well, I'll know for once and all that she is true to me. And if she does yield, well... I'll be very unhappy, but at least I will know.
Anyway, I will have had one sincere kiss from her.
I'm sure she'll recognize you from...
She won't. I've already tested her. Last Tuesday, I walked beneath her window.
In uniform?
In a long cloak, the tall fur hat, the beard, the boots of a Russian guardsman.
Peanuts?
No peanuts. She saw me from the window.
And?
Well, Bernard, she smiled.
Factually?
Actually. I sent her flowers with a card. I even had cards printed, but she was some Samovs. That's my name. She brought the flowers home from the theater. I made a terrible scene just as I did a few moments ago. And you know, that little cat looked at me straight in the eye and said that they were sent to the stage door by a silly girl. Every day since, I've sent her flowers. But she never brings them home anymore. Then a letter came.
A letter? From you?
No, from the guardsman. Yes, yes, from me. Asking if she had any objections to meeting me personally.
Had she?
Yeah, look at this note. I keep it with me always. This is my wife's answer to the Russian guardsman. Read it, my friend.
I have no objection.
I have no objection.
Well, good Lord, what are you going to do?
Well, I've done it. Last week I wired the manager of the theater at Olmutz that I was available for three evenings.
Yes, you're leaving for Olmutz tonight.
Well, not precisely. Yesterday I sent my wife this letter. This is a copy. She's got the original hidden in the piano. Let me read it.
This is from the guardsman.
Yes, correct, the guardsman. After she said she had no objections, listen.
Dear madam, great and revered artist, I see by the newspapers that your husband is going to be away in Olmutz for several evenings. If nothing happens to prevent, would you have the great kindness to appear in your window at 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? That's today, in about 5 minutes. I'll be watching from a cab nearby. If you will pull back the curtain and look down into the street, I will pay my respects to you. And half an hour later, in your own home, and I will be the happiest of men. I beg the honor of calling on the lady whose theatrical genius is your country's chief pride. Most respectfully, your humble servant, Vasily Samsonov.
But what about your engagement in Olmutz?
Call off this morning. Come on, let's get back to the house.
Well, if you're not going to Olmutz, why did you pack?
Well, I'm going to take my baggage, leave the house, go around the corner, and drop it all at my tailor's. As far as she knows, I'm on the train to Olmutz.
Hmm. Then?
Well, then I'll return to my own home in the first really great and serious part I've ever played in all my life. Come on, we better hurry. It's almost 6.
Son, you're playing with fire.
Well, then at least let me warm my hands on the blaze. Come on, now. We'd better run.
Mama, Mama, come in here.
Oh, you look beautiful, baby.
I was just washing the windows. What windows? In my room. Couldn't get a good look at his face because my windows were dirty. My watch seems slow. What time is it? I've got 3 minutes to 6.
Oh, that gown, baby.
Chopin, my dear?
6 o'clock, darling. You'll miss your train.
It's only 2 minutes off. I have plenty of time.
Bernhard, will you get him a cab?
I've arranged for a cab.
I'm afraid you'll be late. I'll go and look at the clock in our room.
Yes, it would be a pity if I missed my train.
Which window is it, Franz?
The middle one by the piano. She's to draw the curtains apart.
What's the matter with you? You look sick.
I'm in a cab down there in the street, waiting with beating heart, wondering whether she will give me the signal.
Oh, come now. You know she won't.
Isn't it 6?
About a half minute yet. Where's your uniform?
The tailor's around the corner.
Well, don't worry. You won't have to use it. See? It's just 6 now, and she's not anywhere near the window.
Oh, Bernhard. She's such a true wife.
She's coming.
Well, where's your cab? It's 6 o'clock.
That's right, dear. 6 o'clock.
Yes, 6. Exactly, 6 o'clock.
6. Yes.
Well, then I'm off. Isn't she gorgeous, Bernard? Isn't she the most... What are you doing, darling?
Just going to open the curtain. It's so dark in here.
Dark? I don't think it's dark in here at all.
Neither do I, frankly.
Well, you're going anyway. What do you care? What's the difference? There, now. Isn't that much better?
I try to save him money on the electric bill, and he doesn't appreciate it.
I appreciate everything. Goodbye, sweetheart. Take care of yourself, and don't forget me. I'm not speaking to you from the window, dear. Please look at me when I'm going away.
What?
I was bidding you goodbye, my wife. I said goodbye, darling. Take care of yourself.
Yes, goodbye. You haven't forgotten anything.
No, I haven't.
Well, goodbye, then. You can go.
I'm going without your confirmation.
I didn't say it to offend you. What else can I say since you must go? I can't say, please, don't go.
Indeed, you can't. Imagine if I couldn't resist you and stay.
Oh, please.
Children.
So this, then, is your farewell, Marie. All you have to say to me at the last minute.
Good heavens, you'll be back in 3 days. You're not going to Siberia.
The journey to Olmutz may prove just as fatal as a journey to Siberia. Oh, what's the use? Goodbye.
He's right, Marie. You don't even kiss him.
No, thanks, Bernhard. I don't accept kisses that are suggested by a third party.
Oh, come here, you fool. Give me a kiss.
I won't.
Come here.
No.
I want to kiss you. You foolish boy.
Huh?
Kiss me.
Well, what is it you want? Kiss you? Huh. Yes, you like. God bless you.
You call that a kiss?
Oh, for pity's sake.
Oh, come here, you ridiculous boy.
You're torturing me.
Kiss me, darling. Oh, Franz.
Sweetheart, goodbye. Goodbye. And all my thoughts be with you in my place.
Yes, don't be late, dear.
I'll rush home.
I meant now for your train.
She kisses me and she thinks of timetables.
But darling.
Help me down with my bags, Bernhard.
France, now.
Goodbye.
Really,
goodbye.
How did they get on to these boots?
Here, push now.
There you are. It was very good of the tailor to leave you the key to his shop.
Fine fellow. Next week I'll pay his bill. Where's my beard?
You have it on.
Oh, how do I look?
A Russian guardsman. Let me hear you.
Oh, no. Need.
I can't stand it. I'm going back to see what she's doing.
No. 6:30. I'll be there. I want to be alone with her.
I'll be out by 6:30.
Tell her I made the train all right.
Yes, Franz. I'm afraid you're going to regret this, Franz. You don't realize it. You look positively handsome.
Liesl, come in here. Mama, is the V in the back straight?
Yes, baby. Straight as an arrow to the heart. Oh, you are beautiful. You are superb. You are magnificent.
Not my fault that I'm beautiful, is it, Mama?
Fault? Oh, my child, it's a blessing. A woman's got only one life to live. And when it's with her husband.
You called me, ma'am?
Oh, yes, Liesl. I shall want some tea. You know, in tall glasses.
Yes.
Russian style. Fix yourself up a bit. How do you like my dress, Liesl?
It's lovely.
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing, ma'am.
She's in love with your husband, Marie, that's what. She ought to be ashamed of herself having such thoughts in a respectable house like this before my daughter.
You don't like my husband, do you, Mama?
What do you expect of me? I'm to like the villain who robs me of my daily bread?
What?
In the old days when you had so many gentlemen friends, I used to chaperone you and see something of the social world. I had a social position. My heart cracks when I think.
All right, Mama, control yourself. You shall have your social position back again tonight.
What?
Instead of scrubbing the kitchen floor, you shall go with me to the opera there.
Oh, you darling, you're alive again. You breathe again.
Who's that? It's only 6:20. Liesl, answer the door.
Maybe he missed his train. I knew you could never trust him.
Oh, Bernhard, you're back.
Just to tell you that Franz made his train.
Oh, that's splendid. I do hope he didn't have to run.
Oh, no, he had plenty of time to spare.
What are you sitting down for?
Mama, there's something invincibly distinguished about you. But I'll sit down in your presence anyway.
Here's your hat.
Unless you want me to go, Marie.
I? Well, as a matter of fact, I was about to lie down for a nap.
You're nervous, my dear.
Nervous?
I didn't know you better. I might even say you want to get rid of me.
Here's your hat.
The charming creature you are, dear Golden Heart. I'll go when I'm ready.
Bernhardt. You are a dear old idiot. Don't misunderstand her when she kisses you. It was the same in my day. When I kissed a man, it meant that I wanted to get rid of him.
You are nervous, Mary.
I know.
Your eyes are shining. You're much prettier than you were a half hour ago. What is it, dear? Unless, of course, you're expecting someone.
Granted, I am expecting someone. How does that concern you?
Not at all. But are you?
Your hat is on your lap. Shall I put it on your head? Please, Mama. Yes, Bernhardt, I am expecting a caller.
Oh, aren't you going to the opera?
I don't know. If it should be too late, I may not go.
It's easy enough to get rid of a caller. You don't want him to stay.
Yes, it looks like it. Here's your hat.
I expect to be at the opera myself, Mary. I'll drop by your box. May I?
Oh, yes, do. Yes, that will be awfully nice.
I'll be running along then. It's always very nice to see you, Mama.
I wish I could say the same.
You could if you tried as hard as I do. Goodbye, Mary.
Turn down the lights, Mama. Just keep that one on behind the couch.
I leave you now, baby.
Yes, yes, leave me now. Tea and the glasses are on the table by the fireplace. Leave me, Mama.
A gentleman to see you, ma'am.
Who is it?
General.
Show him in. I'll be in my room, baby. This is the life. This is the glory of life.
Простите, пожалуйста.
Delighted. I appreciate the honor.
I am Prince Vasily Samsonov. I kiss the hand.
Charmed. Won't you sit down?
I must beg 1,000 pardons for seeking your personal acquaintance in this very awkward fashion.
No, not at all. I wrote you. I wanted to meet you. You have no need for excuses.
Well, I am terribly happy. I was afraid.
Well, well, I hope you are gradually recovering. Will you have some tea?
Oh, merci. When I had the pleasure of coming in here, you were playing Chopin, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, oui, oui.
No, you speak French charmingly.
You like Chopin?
Oh, he writes so soft, so melancholically. I see by the paper your distinguished husband is starring in Olmutz tomorrow.
How many lumps?
One.
One.
I think it is not manly for to like the sweet.
Oh, my husband takes four.
Well, even without sugar, the lot of the husband is sweet.
You emphasize the word husband so oddly.
Oh, well, I do not take the husband too seriously. Your husband is not still here, no?
No.
What I meant was I regret that I must put in the pocket for the time being the pleasure of meeting your gifted husband. I am really a very great admirer of his art.
Really?
Yes, he impersonates with such genius, such incomparable genius, the highest life for the soul.
Lemon?
No. No lemon. But it is easier to be the artist with a very charmingly beautiful woman at one side.
You're making love to me already.
May I say, I am happy you have recognized it. Do you regret?
I cannot regret what I cannot control.
Then I may hope for the opposite of regrets.
Perhaps.
With one little word, you have made me very happy. Your ear is very beautiful.
Do you smoke? These are not very good cigarettes. My husband doesn't care for any better.
These are very good cigarettes. With one little word, you have made me very happy, a lonely soldier.
Oh, don't take up what I said so seriously.
You destroy my little hope.
I object to the word hope.
Oh, please do not hurt me so, Gospody Boże Mój.
What are you saying?
Oh, Gospody Boże Mój.
What? I beg your pardon.
Are you angry?
No. I had better go. My feelings, they have carried me too far.
And Mrs. Farewell.
No, well, what after I, what I have done, what can it be but farewell?
Oh, no. Don't say that. Look, I'm going to the opera tonight. Won't you call on me in my box?
Yeah, I will take the liberty of calling.
We can continue our conversation in the anteroom. It's a little private room right off the box.
Oh, my sincere thanks. Especially for that empty room.
I object to your thanks and the misunderstanding.
I plead for shame.
No.
I have insulted the most gentle lady.
No, I forgive.
It is impossible to forgive the beast I have made of myself.
But I do forgive you.
I cannot bear to stand before you again.
I said I forgive you.
Oh, you forgive me?
Yes. The box is number 4 on the second tier.
It is evening in spring in old Vienna. Mary, played by Lynn Fontanne, and her mama have gone to the opera where the guardsman, played by Alfred Lunt, has been invited to call. In reality, the guardsman is Mary's husband in disguise. The opera is about to begin. The lights dim down. Mary and mama are settling down in their seats as the first notes of the overture are heard.
Can't hear you.
You don't behave, Mama. I'll take the price of your ticket off your next month's salary.
Madame.
Excellency, how good of you to come.
No, Suposito.
May I present Prince Vasily Samsonov, my mama?
It is remarkable how much you resemble the mama.
Most seem to think she looks more like a father.
Oh, you did know her father.
Upon my word, Prince. Listen to him, Marie.
Yeah, I'm afraid we disturb audience, madame. Could we leave mama to enjoy music? This way, madame.
Oh, you know the anteroom here?
The first thing I learned about opera is how to get out. This is more lonely for us.
You're not interested in opera.
In you, I am interested infinitely more.
Life is so sad.
No.
We've known each other only since 6 o'clock, and yet it's already necessary to make certain matters clear.
Well, I am very sorry if there is anything in what I have said.
No, I don't object to your saying nice things to me. I confess I need that as the field needs the rain.
Well, then.
But you're so revoltingly sure of the outcome. I don't like it.
Pardon?
I'm a married woman. I have a husband. And I love my husband.
Do you?
Why does this prosaic confession excite you so?
Well, it excites me very much. Everything about you excites me. Do you believe I can stand so near you, a woman with so warm blood and so pulsing nerve, and feel respect and esteem only? Is it possible?
No.
If you think there is some other feeling beside esteem and respect, do you permit me to give it a name?
If you give me time to think it over, I may not allow it.
Well, I give you time to think it over.
I have thought it over. Yes, you may say it.
This other feeling is love. But I respect the fact that you are in love with your husband.
I did not say that.
You did say.
No, I did not.
Oh, well, that make me very happy.
It pleases you.
May I speak free?
As freely as you like.
Have you ever thought that you might perhaps sometime forget your husband altogether?
No, please.
Oh,
please. Marie. No, let me go.
Look, you're the
beyond. No, what are you saying? I will not.
No, Mama.
No, Mama.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful woman.
What are you doing on your knee?
Oh, Bernhard, she resisted me. She resisted me, Samsonov.
She is true to you.
True, there's no doubt about it. And a woman who can be true to her husband when I am the lover will be true always. Oh, what peace of mind, what happiness to see her crush her feelings.
Congratulations, excellent. Then you are sure.
All I want now is to hear her speak those precious words, leave me forever. And then off with my wig and my beard, and I will press my little one to me. And then I will...
I say to the Tsar, your Imperial Majesty.
Good evening, Marie.
Oh, Prince, you met Dr. Bernhard?
Yes, no, I have always read Dr. Bernhard's writings.
Do you know, Prince, why I have come back?
No, why?
Because I felt that I had been a little harsh with you.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, maybe so.
I should have said to you as calmly, as honestly as I now say it, that I could never, never, never deceive my husband. I beg your pardon for it.
For being true to
you? No, for not telling you at once.
So now the time has come, and I will make the confession myself. In the presence of this Dr. Bernhard, with him as witness, I say there is nothing in the world I would not do for you. If I... You know what I would say.
I know, but I want to hear you say it.
Hear what? What do you want to hear?
There is no woman in the world. Oh, what do I want to hear? I want to hear you say you love me.
Oh, Gospodin.
Oh, say it. We may never see each other again.
No.
Oh, Bernhard, I'm behaving very badly, aren't I?
No.
Look at him, Bernhard. He is no beauty, but at last a man who is neither intelligent nor brilliant. He comes here and he does not know how to behave, but dear old friend, at last, after all these years, at last, a man.
Yes, control yourself. Congratulations. I believe I'll take a look at the office.
Prince, no man has ever forced me to say the things I've just said to you. I don't know what's happening to me. You don't know what's happening to you.
No, madame, you do not know what is happening to me.
What is the matter with you? What is it? You were so out and so eager a moment ago, and now you seem afraid.
Well, I am mad. My happiness is that it's turned my head. I do love you.
Where'd you go? What are you putting on your coat?
I cannot bear to stay since we cannot see each other anymore.
Oh, I meant no more tonight. But tomorrow, Prince. Tomorrow at 5.
Oh, heaven help me.
What?
I say, heaven help me to exist without you until tomorrow at 5.
Come away from that window.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll see him well enough when he comes, Liesl. It was a mistake to wash the windows, Marie. All she does is stand there looking out. I think she's also in love with the prince now.
What do you mean, also?
Il ne faut pas que tu te try to hide it from your mama.
That will do, Mama. Liesl.
Yes, ma'am.
Get the tea ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Russian,
yes,
you know.
Ma'am. Yes.
It's only 4 o'clock, Bippy, and he won't be here until 5. I think I'll fix myself up a bit.
Whoever it is, I'm not at home, Liesl. And I won't be back till this afternoon. The idea of opening the door before Liesl answers it. Oh, well, it's you.
My coming, then, is unexpected?
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop acting. What brought you back so soon?
What's that? I returned 2 whole days earlier, and all you have to say to me is what's brought you back so soon. Is that your greeting, your kiss, your embrace?
I think I'll go and put on my old clothes.
Come, darling, greet me.
Oh, dear, I was just beginning to forget your sarcasms and your naggings, and now it's to begin all over again.
Well, if you want me to, I can go back to Olmutz.
Don't. You're perfectly hurried. What happened? happened? I thought you were signed for 3 performances in Olmutz.
The theater at Olmutz has burned down.
Burned down?
It will be in the papers tomorrow. I escaped within an inch of my life.
Oh, was anyone hurt?
Everyone was hurt. And now I am home again to regain my strength with my sweet little wife.
You're in a good humor.
Yeah, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in a good humor.
Very well, then. I'm in a good humor. You're in a good humor. Everything's all right. I'm playing Hamlet tonight at our theater.
You're going to stay home until it's time to go to the theater?
Yes. I'm still trembling. I was nearly consumed by a great flame last night. That is in Olmutz. What did you do with yourself last evening?
Nothing.
Must have been awful boring.
Yeah, awfully.
Weren't you going to the opera?
Oh, yes, yes. How silly of me. I quite forgot that, so I did go to the
opera. Yeah, I suppose Bernhard dropped in during the evening as usual?
Yes, yes. He was there as well.
Then you were alone during most of the evening?
No.
No?
No. Mama was with me.
Oh. Otherwise, you were alone all evening.
Oh, yeah, you are. If I tell you I was alone, I was alone.
All evening?
Well, Bernhard was here, but you were here, still here, of course, yourself.
Yeah, no one else.
No, no one else. Wait, no. No, no, no.
I don't know, but I thought the concierge said something about a soldier.
Really? Well, perhaps the soldier came to see Liesl. We'll ask her.
No, never mind asking Liesl. One look from you and she'll confess the soldier came to see her.
Oh, would she?
Yes, she'd even swear to it.
Why should she swear to it?
Because if the soldier came to see you...
Yes, yes, well...
I was only joking. I've been riding in a smoking car all day. You know, I'm full of bad jokes.
And so, little by little, our harmless questions have turned into a regular cross-examination. You know, I was quite happy at first. I was quite touched. I thought you were interested in how I spent the evening. And now it appears you've been suspecting me and with a soldier. Very noble, I must say.
Oh, please.
You must be out of your mind.
Please, please. It's the smoke, dear. You know, first the theater burns and then all day in the smoking
yes,
car.
Yes, yes. This is really too much. I want to know what is back of all this about a soldier. I'll call Mama and Liesl.
Liesl will tell the same lies as Mama. Mama will tell the same lies as Liesl.
I insist that you tell me what you mean.
I mean that yesterday afternoon after I left, a soldier was here.
Well, perhaps there was. Perhaps there was a whole regiment here. What's that got to do with me if Liesl...
Well, let's agree that Liesl has confessed he came to see her. We'll agree, no?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It was a fireman.
A fireman?
Yes, yes, a fireman came to inspect the fire escape. The concierge must have mistaken him for a soldier.
Oh, a fireman?
Yes, yes, a fireman. Why are you so surprised? Firemen are always interested in fire escapes. He even went up on the roof to inspect the chimney.
The chimney?
Yes.
He climbed up to the roof?
Yes, that's right. Of course, when it came down, I had a glass of tea ready
oh,
for
yes,
him.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I don't accuse you of climbing up to the roof with him. The only difficulty is that firemen do not wear beards.
Beards?
Beards.
What are you talking?
Guardsmen, however, always wear them.
Guardsmen?
Guardsmen.
Oh, I see, I see. So all this is not merely just a joke.
No, this is not just a joke.
And you seriously believe that while you were slaving away, earning money in Olmutz in a burning theater, that I was entertaining soldiers?
Oh, my dear, entertaining
soldiers. What did you say then? You said something much worse. What are you doing now?
No.
You're thinking that I've deceived you.
No, no, for heaven's sake. Now, wait a minute. Don't get so excited.
Gave up her freedom, her whole life, her young and precious life for your sake.
No, no, my dear.
How can you do this to me?
No, this is
really
not...
You're killing my very soul. Someone has slandered me. You believe it?
Oh, my dear, now, this
I can't
nonsense.
Stand it any longer. I feel that it's all over between
no,
us.
No, no, no. Don't say that. Don't say such things. You know how madly I love you.
Yet you suspect me. You believe lies about me.
No, no, I don't believe anything wrong about you.
I'll go away. You believe malicious lies about my character.
No, no, darling, don't go. Don't stay with me. I don't believe him.
With all your heart? You mean it honestly?
With all my heart.
You love me and trust me?
I love you and trust you.
Because it's all lies and slander. I was alone with Mama in the box and I thought of your beautiful, ardent eyes.
Ah?
And I longed for you. And I wanted you with me. I loved you.
Oh, my darling.
How I must love you to be able to forgive all this. I do forgive you.
You forgive me. Forgive me. You see, I'm so in love with you. Mari, why are you crying?
If I could only tell you why I'm crying. Someone's at the door.
Yeah.
I'll go and do my face. I'll be in my room if anyone wants me.
Florence, what are you doing here? What's the matter?
I'm believing that I wasn't with her last night.
You weren't with? Perhaps you weren't. Is there anything you can't believe if it's necessary?
Never mind about that. I've got control of myself now. Where's that valise? Oh, yes.
What in the world are you doing?
Now comes the moment when her lying isn't going to help her any.
The uniform. Franz, you're not going to...
Hold that boot for me.
Who came, Franz?
Just Bernard. Quick, where's the beard?
Why don't the two of you go to a cafe before we have dinner?
Splendid idea. Hurry and dress, dear. You'll come along.
No, I'll rest here a while.
Not expecting someone, are you? Buckle on my sword, Bernard.
That's a funny question.
Then why should I go out?
Oh, do go out, even for half an hour. Can't you understand after this dreadful scene I'm a wreck? Tell Bernhard about the fire in Olmutz. The theater in Olmutz was burned down, Bernhard.
You don't say.
Yes, the fireman ended up 200 miles away drinking tea in my apartment.
Oh, stop it.
Button the cloak, your pants will show.
Is the beard thick enough? Does it look real? It got wet in the rain last night. The curls seem to have gone out of it.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. You're as Russian as the Tsar.
Leave us now, Bernhard. This scene I can't play before any audience. Come back later. Then we'll all know.
Goodbye, then. Oh, dear.
Franz? Have you gone?
Bernhard went to get a table at the cafe. Come in here, sweetheart, for a moment before I go.
Coming, dear.
I can't seem to find that book I was reading, and I love to discuss with the great critique the literature for which I always study so hard. It is perhaps a little early for me to arrive. But I could not keep away until 5, madame.
Good afternoon, Prince. I began to think you were not coming.
What are you talking about? You playing a part? You acting?
Oh, my dear, no. It's you who are doing the acting. You're even in costume. Yeah,
what do you think you're doing?
I've been going on with a little comedy from where we left off last night. The comedy I've been playing for your sake since yesterday afternoon. If you wish, we can keep it up. But I fancy we've had enough of it by now.
Now, don't try to tell me you recognize
you
me.
You came in at that door yesterday at exactly 29 minutes past 6. At 6:30, I had recognized you. At 6:31, I was wondering whether I should laugh in your face. At 6:32, I had decided to play out the comedy to the end.
That's not true.
I see. You think you can play the guardsman well enough to deceive me, but you don't think I'm actress enough to play a much easier part. The woman who fell in love with the guardsman.
You're not quite that good an actress.
No, and you're not quite that good an actor.
Well, you simply couldn't have recognized me. Whatever you say, you simply couldn't.
Please, ma'am, there's a man outside.
A man?
A man? What kind of a man?
Excuse me. I hate to disturb a great artist like yourself, sir, but couldn't you let me have just a little on the count? The whole thing is only 460 kronen.
Artist, what do you... take me for. I am Prince Vasily Samsonov. Now,
excuse
you will
me, sir. Your own mother might not know you. Your own wife might not know you. But you could put on all the uniforms and wigs and whiskers in the world, and as long as you owe me money, I would know you. I'll have to give you back the tickets, Miss Salome. Your boss wants his money.
Oh, no. Get out of here.
Get out of here before I wrap this sword around your head. Get out. Get out.
You see, dear, even he knew you.
I haven't got my guardsman's pants on.
Cloak covers you to your boots.
I don't care. You didn't know me. How did I give myself away? Now prove it to me.
You praised your own cigarette.
That doesn't mean a thing.
Oh, but darling, your kiss. Now, I really mean this seriously. You couldn't disguise your kiss. It was so entirely your own. Oh, it was impossible not to recognize it.
Yes, I was afraid you might recognize my
And your
kiss.
Eyes, darling.
My eyes?
Yes. Oh, that warm, sweet, sad look.
Ah.
You're looking at me like that now.
Well, then, why didn't you tell me from the beginning?
Because I wanted you to play out the little comedy to the end. Oh, I did hope you'd have more courage than to rob us of this beautiful night.
Then you do love me.
You'll never put me to the test again.
No, never again. You see, I'm so in love with you. Why are you crying?
Because you love me so, and because I'm just a little bit ashamed of myself. I love you, Frank.
May I come in? Are you on your knees again?
Bernard, she recognized me from the beginning.
Did you, Mary?
You look as though you didn't believe it.
I not believe it?
Of course he believes it.
Oh, I bet she told you all about it, didn't she?
Of course.
Well, then why are you looking at her that way?
Not looking at me anyway. Oh, France, a rose by any other name is still a rose. No beard, no boots could ever hide the beauty of your soul,
oh,
dear.
Oh, Mari, you knew, you knew. Oh, did you? Oh, Mari. Mari, I command you. Stop playing Chopin. Oh, Mari.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lawrence Langner again for the Theatre Guild to say thank you to Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne and the rest of the cast of Molnar's comedy, The Guardsman.
The Theatre Guild on the Air, on Tuned 2 yesterday from September 30th, 1945 on ABC, starring Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne. And according to playwright and adapter for that series, Arthur Miller, he said of the pair, quote, "A scene would go along as it was written in the original, and suddenly they would stop and glare at the script as if a louse had crawled over it, a new series of lines, a whole new scene. It was only after they had both grown rather exhausted that the very troubled look vanished from their faces. You know, just fool around with a play like The Guardsman, especially when the two people who stamped every line with their personalities are going to play it again." That wraps this hour of Broadway on Tuned 2 Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from Radio's yesteryear. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levanier. Thanks for tuning in.